Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author's studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And we're sitting with author Jerry Boylan. His book is called Getting There. Hello, Jerry.
Les, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. So you got there by hitchhiking, which is a lost art in America these days, isn't it? If you can call it an art.
You know, I absolutely believe it's an art, because in the end, you have to stand on the side of the road and convince somebody to pick you up, being a complete stranger. So, as I think we all know, nobody hitchhikes anymore. So it is a lost art.
Your protagonist is named Luke. He is a young man. He's hitchhiking across America. And he picks up a hitchhiker himself, which gets him to start reflecting. Tell me a little bit more about the plot of the book.
Well, let me tell you about the book, which I want to make sure that I say out loud for my children if they're listening to this. This is fiction, purely fiction.
Do not hitchhike.
Yes, do not hitchhike. It's fiction. So Luke Moore, the protagonist and the main character, is a hitchhiker at heart. And he really feels most home on the road. So it's no surprise that he and his wife, as they're driving their daughter to college for the first time, the middle-aged husband and father picks up a mysterious hitchhiker and is quickly reminded of his unstable and often reckless youth. 30 years earlier, in 1973, after a shocking event turned his life upside down, Luke set off on his own, hitchhiking along I-75 between Florida and Michigan. He not only met an extraordinary cast of characters, survived the dangers of the road, and fell in love, but he also witnessed tragedy and struggled to find himself. And the story of the novel Getting There really follows Luke as he reconciles the boy he was to the man that he's landed up becoming. And as he reflects on the life lessons that he's learned on the road, he wonders how he can convince his daughter to not make the same mistakes that he's made, and whether it's wise to trust the mysterious hitchhiker in the backseat.
Now, again, we will tell everybody it's fiction.
Truly fiction.
But you did this as a youth. You hitchhiked across the country, didn't you?
I spent the time between I was 18 and 21 hitchhiking before I went to college. And I hitchhiked 100,000 miles across the country on 8 different trips. So I spent a lot of time on the road.
All right, so the situations in the book and the situations you experienced in real life. How much of each is there?
You know, absolutely, there's a parallel. The beauty of fiction is that you can, tell a story and protect the innocent and the guilty all at the same time. And I think that's what the novel Getting There does.
You kept your kids apprised of what you were doing while you were writing?
My kids are all very interested in it. My kids are now age 20 to 31. And interestingly enough, I found that the best thing to do, and, you know, the story of Getting There is really a story of how, a troubled young youth grows up to be a man and a father. And then how do you tell your kids, about what you did when you were growing up? And, I always took the view that nobody needed to know the grisly details. But it's good to be able to tell them where you made the mistakes and for them to listen. Fortunately, so far, don't know all of their stories, but so far they've followed a route far less dangerous than my own.
It's very much like when you talk to your kids about, well, Dad, did you drink and drive when you were younger? Dad, did you do drugs when you were younger? Pretty similar stories, yes?
Yeah, and the story of Getting There is not just about the wild lifestyle. It's really about the consequences. Because, any of us that lived through that era, while there's plenty of stories to be able to tell, there is also a lot of consequences along the way.
Is there one particular story you could share with us?
Well, the great thing about hitchhiking is there's a whole lot of stories I can't share with you. But I would tell you that, the great thing about hitchhiking, it's not the long waits. And I will tell you that, I waited, and you'll see it in the story, reflecting the story, 12 hours, for waiting for a ride. That's the worst case in hitchhiking you can possibly have. But I also, in hitchhiking, just in a hitchhike where I was headed to Cincinnati, Ohio from the Detroit area, I was picked up by an individual who then convinced me that it made sense to drive to Florida with him, which he drove to Florida, set me up in a campground, picked me up 4 days later, and drove me back, giving me a 2,600-mile ride, from Detroit to Florida and back. So that was kind of the joy of hitchhiking, was, the ability to actually be able to get from one place to another for next to no money.
Okay, I'm going to tee you up right now. I'm going to throw you a softball here, okay? On the book tour, how are you going to promote?
So you know what the answer is, and it is a softball. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out if there's any, last vestige of my youthful immortality. I am going to hitchhike the same route that Luke Moore, the main character in the novel, hitchhikes. I'll start in Detroit, stop in Cincinnati, which is a location of the book, stop in Knoxville, another location, and Atlanta, and Tampa, across Alligator Alley, and where the book concludes in Miami, Florida.
Will you be traveling with security?
Well, first of all, my wife has increased my life insurance policy by triple, and I'm trying to convince her to turn this into the recreational vehicle gourmet luxury hitchhiking tour, where she follows me. Haven't convinced her that yet, so we'll see how that goes.
You're going to need one big backpack to carry all the books with you, Jerry.
I think it's going to be an interesting hitchhike.
Once again, the book is called Getting There, and it's by Jerry Boylan. Jerry, congratulations, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Les.